bang bang. Soft Play à l'instant, donc dans Bang Bang, bien sûr, pour ce spécial Hellfest 2025. Et oui, encore une nouvelle année sur ce festival. Alex, on reçoit un duo qu'on vient de diffuser en clip,
ouais.
Soft Play, qui s'appelait avant Slaves.
Tout à fait.
Ceux qui sont en train de chercher, on les reconnaît. Hein, je pense qu'on ne peut pas...
Ils sont inratables, je crois.
Beaucoup de choses à dire autour de ce groupe, mais déjà, comment vous sentez-vous?
How are you guys feeling today?
Really good.
Tip
really
top.
Excited.
Good vibes.
We're
feeling
so
good.
We're so chuffed to be here. This is the one festival last year that we said to our agent, get us on that festival. So dream come true.
C'est quoi qui vous a attiré dans ce festival?
What is the thing that attracted you to play and that giving you the wish to play here?
Just seeing it online, like how I couldn't imagine how like much effort they put in. Like online, I saw photos of all the sets and the stages, but then you come here and it's even
very
more
impressive.
Wild.
Alors nous on appelle ça le Disneyland du métal.
Some people say here that it's a Disneyland of metal.
Yeah,
mate. Yeah,
yeah, it is.
Of Disneyland.
You're in heaven slash hell.
J'ai beaucoup de questions autour de la santé mentale et puis de tout ce que vous avez vécu évidemment parce qu'il y a beaucoup de choses qui sont à raconter autour de Soft Play. Mais la première c'est, désolé de cette question peut-être, comment est-ce qu'on deal avec le succès parce que vous avez quand même un sacré succès et vous êtes passé par certaines phases.
We love to talk about mental health. It's something. It's one of the topic we have here on Restless. And one of the questions we might want to ask you is, how do you deal with like success or celebrity in the rock and metal scene? Because it's been hard for you guys at some point in your career.
Mate, definitely. It's very mentally taxing. Like this industry is not really made for. It's a hard environment. To look after your mental health in. It's tough. Like I think we've finally cracked kind of how to do it healthily, if you know what I mean. We talk to each other a lot. We're very open with each other about how we're feeling and our crew, you know, we just, I think half of it is just being open about how you're feeling. Cause you know, I know, personally, and I'm sure everyone else has, you spend a lot of your life keeping it inside, and that's like often like where it goes wrong, you know. And I think just by being open and honest, like that's a lot of it.
I think as well, it's a broader subject for like the whole of life and how you deal with your life in general. And communication, like Isaac said, is such a key thing. But all these tools, I think, lead to this one overarching theme that you have to try and be present. I think a lot of the biggest mental health problems lie with looking backwards or like anxiety looking forwards, and the ability to just be in the moment and like see what's happening right now, whether that's on if you're on the road or if you're at home, they're the skills that you have to try and learn. And I think we've both been in lots of therapy, and it's everything. It's 360. It's what you're putting in your body. It's how you're exercising. It's talking. There's so much of it that can be worked on all the time that it's like, it is like having hygiene, like keeping up with it, like brushing your teeth every day. There are certain things that you need to keep applying yourself to feel better, because you don't, it's not just the like, I'm going to feel good all the time, but knowing that when you do feel shit, that it's going to pass. That's the sort of...
Good mental health isn't really encouraged in this industry, I don't think. It's one of the only jobs where you're almost encouraged to like drink and take drugs. Mm-hmm. You know, you arrive at a venue and you've got a fridge full of alcohol and like booze, and like drugs are so easy to get. It's like, it's weird, man. But I feel like it is shifting, and yeah.
C'est toujours très douloureux de se mettre, de réussir à se mettre en face de soi, de ce qu'on est.
It's quite difficult, maybe even though like even like painful to look at yourself at some point in your life and like try to be realistic about what's happening and what are you going through. It takes quite a lot of energy and a lot of will to do it.
Yeah, you have to. I call it first player mode. Like a lot of people just walk around like and they're not even self-aware. So that's the first task. And if you can become self-aware, then it's a really painful process of realizing that all the things that may upset you or make you angry, a reflection of yourself. Like, people are mirrors to us. And in Buddhism, they say that you spend your whole life shining your own mirror. And the ultimate goal is to wish the best for everyone else. And I think recently I've really like dialed in on that thing of, if I'm getting upset, angry, frustrated, especially if it's with others, it always ends up being actually something that's going on with me. So becoming aware enough, which is really challenging because you then have to unpick your whole upbringing. It's a lifelong goal. So just starting, it's like you're not going to get muscles at the gym overnight. It's a lifelong thing. And I think it's the same with learning an instrument or being in a band, being successful, any of it, having good relationships. You have to work at it, and it's all work. But when the discipline is how you build love.
Bon, aujourd'hui, maintenant, c'est que du fun. On est bien d'accord que là, maintenant, c'est que du plaisir.
But we have to agree that today it's going to be all about fun, right?
Yeah.
Total hedonism. The middle way.
Du coup, comment vous définiriez le punk, à part que c'est vous, mais c'est du new punk ou ça reste du punk?
How would you describe it? Is it like punk or new punk? What would be the definition?
I'd say like it's the easiest way to describe us. And if someone says, what sort of music do you make? I say punk. But in some ways, it's more than that. I see us like a comedy theatre duo at times on stage. I just don't, it's hard though, like labels can be great, but they can also pigeonhole you. There are parts of us that are inspired by hardcore, and there are parts that are inspired by pop music. But yeah, punk is the easiest.
The quick answer is punk.
Four letters.
Yeah. Parce que en fait, en vrai, moi, enfin, depuis le temps qu'on vous suit, on a toujours adoré ce que vous faites. Et il y a une espèce de liberté. Enfin, je vous sens hyper libre d'être qui vous êtes, de faire ce que vous avez envie de faire. Encore plus aujourd'hui, forcément. C'est quand même un gros symbole, c'est un exemple aussi pour les gens, non?
Because we've been following you guys since the very beginning, from the first EP of Slaves, so it's been a while. And I think, I mean, for us, the best definition would be freedom to give to a label to give to your band. Do you agree? How do you feel about being free?
Yeah, I think we just like, we really just like do what we want in terms of our creativity and our performances. We are literally just doing what we want and what we think is fun.
And it's been a journey into total self-acceptance and being authentic, because at times we've tried to be what we thought audiences wanted. And growing up, Isaac rapped, and I think we took a long time to find a place for Isaac's rapping within our music. And on this last record, we finally just accepted this is who we are. And for a long time, we were uncomfortable with the fact that everyone found us so funny. We wanted to be taken seriously. And then we just realized, yeah, but that's who we are. And you can be funny and serious. And especially on Heavy Jelly, it was a process of accepting ourselves and going, I want to make riffs that sound like nu metal. And I want you to rap and I want you to scream. And it's where we've come into our own the most. So accepting yourself is a really massive thing.
Bah, du coup, ça nous donne l'impression d'être vos potes, en fait. Hein. C'est juste, quand on vous regarde, on a tellement l'impression qu'on est vos amis, même quand ça traverse la télé. Hein.
When we see you guys on stage, or even today, we just feel like we're friends. And it's creating a huge bond between the audience and yourselves.
People can tell when you're being real. Yeah. Authenticity shines through so massively, and it's infectious. And I'm the luckiest person in the world, because I get to be in this band, and we get to have that friendship. And I think we want our fans to feel that too. And we always talk to our fans and we get in the crowd with them. Yeah, there doesn't feel like there's much separation for us. It's a family, really.
Bah après, il y a le, ça reste quand même un travail. On dit souvent qu'il faut aussi le voir un peu comme ça pour pouvoir rester détaché. Mais est-ce qu'on a toujours cette petite vision d'enfant quand on va voir un concert? Est-ce qu'on a encore cette passion, cette chose qui nous anime, qui nous fait trembler?
I mean, being in a band, playing in a band at the Hellfest, it's been a lot of work, and it's a bit like going to work sometimes. You get, like, people go to the office, and you guys go to the office on a huge stage. Do you still have the same thrill about being on stage, or maybe about seeing bands live too?
We were just having lunch together, and we were just talking about how amazing it is that we get to do this. Sometimes it does feel like work. And other times, it just feels like the most insane thing ever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Isaac said earlier to me, which is so true, that you get desensitized. You watch something really scary loads of times, it stops being scary. You eat loads of sugar, do loads of drugs, whatever. The jump-off point always gets smaller and smaller. But that's why we wanted to come and play festivals like this, to recapture the imagination of, wow, this is amazing, this is so different, this festival is so itself, and we sat there looking over the main stage just going, this is incredible, and comparing it to the first time we ever played a festival, it's the same excitement. And it's good that we have each other to talk to about that stuff, because it is really easy to get lost in it all.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Et c'est peut-être pour ça aussi que c'est pour ça que tu as des gros groupes qui décident de faire des toutes petites salles. Parce qu'il y a plus de production. It's maybe like big bands that decide to go and play without any production and just go and play a little venue and just get the like the thrill of being playing like they used to like 20 or 30 years ago.
I think we've seen a lot of bands doing that recently. Like you've seen like loads of small gigs that Green Day have been doing and stuff. And I think that is what people enjoy, like getting in the face. It's like amazing to get on that big stage as well. There's beauty in it all, and I think it's important to keep doing all the different bits to remind yourself that.
And do you think you're still kids in your eyes and in your heart? Still kids today when you see metal music or punk music?
Mate, I am. I've been cartwheeling through the crowd.
I've never seen Laurie more excited than he is today. But I think, yeah, we've still definitely got the same energy that we had when we started doing it, and we have the same excitement. We have the same conversations, you know, we're still those guys, you know what I mean? We've done a lot of work on ourselves and we're older and wiser, but we're still like the same people as when we started doing this. We're still just as excited.
And that's a massive part of the therapy process, is like starting to nurture the younger you. Like there are like ways that you can literally have like conversation with like little Laurie. And rather than be embarrassed or ashamed that like this stuff excites me, I let it all in now. I'm like, this is fucking cool. That massive tree that says Hellfest made out of rusted metal is turning me on, and I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, let yourself be excited about it openly. You know what I mean? Don't try and be cool.
Because everyone's got things that excite them, and we're all so individual and unique that is... And that's why me and Isaac have to be a yin yang, because if we were both carbon copies of each other on stage, Softplay wouldn't make sense. And I think we've got better at that as we've got older. We used to try and dress identically, and a lot of stuff crosses over, but like, you know, I like wearing color and Isaac's more of a black and white guy. And it's like, we do our thing, but you feel that on stage, and it's the push and pull of life. So let yourself be yourself.
Vous êtes donc forcément très proches, presque fusionnés, je dirais, entre les deux. Vous faites des blagues encore, des blagues un peu qui vous surprennent, chacun l'un à l'autre. Je suis désolé, c'est une blague de nul, mais c'est parce que moi, ça m'amuse.
After so many years together, do you still like have the silliest jokes together and find always the weirdest
more
thing
now,
to say?
More now, probably. Like
I was crying in the restaurant last night.
We're better friends now than we've ever been. Like... We're just our friendship and our relationship just gets better and better and better as the years go on.
And you know, like those inside friend jokes that if I was to explain them to you, it wouldn't even be funny to you.
Yeah.
But we were sat in a restaurant last night just talking absolute mad. And all of the people around us were just staring at us. And I couldn't swallow my food because I was laughing so much. We're like little kids. Like,
ah, c'est bien l'énergie que vous dégagez. En tout cas, lorsque les gens vous écoutent et vous suivent, il y a toujours cette espèce de bien-être, une introspection, de l'humour, quelque chose de vrai. Ouais. Donc, moi, je vous félicite. Et puis, encore plus pour cette pochette, je suis désolé, je suis obligé de revenir dessus, mais une jelly géante sur une assiette. Moi, je fais une dédicace à mon ami Ben, qui est juste derrière la caméra, parce qu'on fait beaucoup de blagues autour de la jelly lorsqu'on parle des Britanniques.
And especially with this artwork for the album, like the big jelly on a plate, it's an inside joke between these two guys having fun about making fun of English people with the jelly on a plate. So
I hate jelly.
Do you?
I don't like jelly either.
Do you know I'm from Spain, and in Spain they love jelly too. Okay. You know, like strawberry jelly.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I don't know why you guys gave us jelly, but keep it, please.
And
keep it away.
We were touring the States, and we realized. Jelly in the States is jam in England.
Jello.
Oh, and they call it Jello.
Oh,
and it clicked on stage. I was like, do you understand we're talking about Jello?
They thought we were talking about jam.
Jelly's fucking gross.
Bon, ben voilà, on a une preuve que quand même, il y a un peu de bon sens au Royaume-Uni quand même. En tout cas, merci beaucoup. Merci pour ce que vous faites. C'est super. Et continuez à donner de l'énergie. Comment vous voyez peut-être le futur, pour une dernière question?
Thank you very much, guys, for being with us, for being at Hellfest. What's coming next in the future for you guys?
We're working on music and we're just playing a lot of shows. We're touring the States in autumn, and then yeah, we're cracking on. More of the same, just the ascent.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
And merci beaucoup.
Can you choose just a video clip, music video clip for the end? One that you love when you were young.
That we both liked, but like Jamie T or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Là, il cherche, hein. C'est le moment de.
C'est le moment où on voit les vrais amis. This is the time we see the real friendship.
One from our youth, Jamie T, If You Got the Money.
Ooh. Okay, I don't know. So I'm going to say it. Thank you so much.
Merci.
Enchanté.
Toutes nos émissions et chroniques sont maintenant disponibles sur vos plateformes de podcast préférées : Spotify, Deezer, Apple, Amazon. N'hésitez pas à vous abonner.